Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
According to J.P. Finley, B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan, and I quote, Dan Quinn will take over as D.C., that's defensive coordinator for the hip impaired. Joe Witt took the news like a pro. When your livelihood depends on how you react to bad news, and you have a family man, how do you tend to take bad news? Like a pro. Not the first bad news he's ever received. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all in it together.
Yeah, and this was DQ earlier today, talking to the media, announcing that he will be taking over the defensive coordinator duties for the Commanders.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right? And right now that'll call for some change, and I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right, and that's exactly what we intend to do.
It's called business, part of the operation. As long as that cheddar, as B. Mitch refers to as currency, first thing out of your mouth, if you Joe Witt, because they've been through this. To become a veteran in this league as a coach, that means you have had some bad news delivered to you before, part of the process. You all know you're in there. Because here's my first question. What did I say to you in our production meeting this morning? I go, that would indicate that DQ hadn't set him down and hadn't gone through a brain-searching blackboard session. Like, what do you think? You think those two don't talk every second of their lives that they're there? Or do you think the players are going to react any different to DQ now that he's in their meeting? Is that what intimates he's not been in their meeting? Okay, maybe that's a problem. Feel like, don't you operate better every time the boss walks in your studio and comes by to see what's going on with you? Just ask yourself at your jobs, how much hands-on do you have with your supervisor or your quote boss? Maybe the boss hadn't gone in there. I don't know. Sounds like he hadn't been. What would you say?
Even if he was in there, it hasn't been, whatever message he's trying to get across hasn't been received.
There you go. He's at practice. See, because here's me right now. Hold it now. Time out. Y'all all been there together. What is this, week nine? This week
ten.
Nine.
That was 10.
You've been getting dump trucked for the past month or so.
Yeah.
So it would come across better to me personally, with my experience, if the head man says, look, to the media, I'm done with these press conferences. I'm going back to the blackboard. Joe, you talk to the media. I'm done with the media. I'm done with community service. I'm telling my boss, I need to get in here, do the work. That makes more sense to me. Take all the responsibility of it. Take the brunt of it. This sounds like you wasn't there. This means you're going to operate practice different than he was? Hell, you were there. No, you act like you weren't there. So you doing this for us? Did you have him come down from the booth for us? I told you then that's a bad idea. That's your dude. That's your ride or die. You either in with him or you weren't. Now you speak him forked tongue. See, now you have gotten me confused. Because I thought y'all was Hell's Angels. Thought y'all was all in together. It's either or. You see what Caveman did in Detroit. He didn't like something. He said, I got this. Right? And he over there put on his frog nose glasses. What did he got him to? He got him to be more physical. He wanted more runs. Most guys simplified. You didn't go in there and tell him this 2 weeks ago? That you wanted him to pinch more? That you wanted him to shift a certain way? You telling me you did not throw any of your ideas upon him? Now, I don't know. Maybe he did, and maybe the man didn't respond to it. Now, if that's the case, I take it all back. If you pulled his coat, yo, look, Slim, maybe we need to run a few more of them fire dogs. And then he didn't do it. I'm with you. Then you got to go. And you did him a favor by letting him down gently. Then you did him a favor. You understand what I'm saying? It's either or. You don't get to do it both ways. Because the man in charge is in charge of what? Repeat after me. Everything. You don't get to pick what you're in charge of and what you're not in charge of. That's why you the head man. And this is not your first rodeo. You have done this before. So what are you saying? Now you can say, oh, I didn't pick the players. I didn't. Then don't take the job. Either or. You don't get to weasel this thing around. Let me tell you what happened. You showed me that you don't succumb to media pressure. They got you to put your dog from that booth to the field. And it did not work. Now you taking this, what's next? Well, can I put a suggestion in the suggestion box? How about having your OC run the damn ball? How about you take that over too? Matter of fact, why don't you just take over everything? Except the special team, because he balled it. See, if you want to do this, let's do it all the way. Let's not piecemeal it. Because if you mess around and blow another week or two, you will be out of this. You'll be out of contention. You will not be able to salvage this. All right? I done spoke. I'm done with that now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AP, back to you, my brother. What up?
Ran a Jerks.
You know what? I had to bring it back by popular demand.
I love it. I love it. You know, I wanted to talk to you last night, Doc, but, you know, the therapy session line was so long. It was wrapped around the block. I just said, I'll catch you tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's cool. Toby, he's just like Linnell. Them, these dudes have got so much built up. It's like aggression because they've been in the dark ages. They've never seen us dominant. And they're hurting, man. They're in pain.
I'm a late 80s baby, so even though I was around when it was happening, I wasn't aware. So I'm truly, you know, I can align with the dark ages and what they're going through as well. But, Doc, you know, I'm on the couch. I don't get paid to do this. Hell, I ain't getting paid right now, thanks to this shutdown. But, Doc, I'm like you. When I look at this game, and I've been watching it long enough, and I'm seeing things out there that's just not, as you would say, passing the eye test. Again, Doc, I'm like, okay, you demoted your play caller. But, you know, players out there got to execute. And again, I will always keep going back to this, you know, mantra that I've been saying throughout the season, that is we have a personnel issue. And everybody's held accountable. And I get it. Somebody had to fall on the sword and Joe Witt had to get demoted. But do we really think that that's going to fix the issue? That in a matter of a week, going overseas, getting out of your preparation regimen of preparing for a game and you doing it overseas, that's magically going to fix things? No. This is a deeply rooted issue. And it's from top to bottom. I won't say the ownership, but I'll definitely start with the GM. Everybody is going to be held accountable and everybody's going to have to answer when this thing is over. Everybody. Appreciate
and
you, Doc. Thank you.
You
brother.
Are getting gutted. And one of your best players in the middle is home. See, I'm going to tell you what. I got a lot of respect for all of them. Because ain't nowhere in the heck I would have suspended Payne. No, I might suspend him. Let me finish. I need him in the game. He did something stupid. It's going to cost him in his wallet. But it ain't going to cost me. Mm-hmm. See, I'm going to get that reversed.
He loved that bag.
And I'm going to take some of that bag back. Ain't no way. I need you, big fella. I need your aggressiveness on the game. I'm going to get that switched. See, that's why you have to have influential, affluent ownership. No, Slim, we already getting dump trucked up the middle. No, baby, you paying. You going to pay. It may cost you $1 million, That's coming out of your bag, not mine. Hey, your big behind going to be quick, in the game.
Real quick before you hang up,
okay,
Doc.
Okay.
Another thing. You want to hit Amon-Ra St. Brown? Wait until the ball gets hyped and go after him then. Tee off on him when it's legally in your right to do so.
I know it.
It
was a low IQ moment for him. But see, I ain't losing that bull. I'm taking that bull with me overseas. He going. I need him in the middle. No, give up his money.
No.
You giving up bag money. You are going to play. I'm going to tell you that right now. Appreciate you, dog.
Let him get fine.
You ain't lying. Jack A. K-9. What's up, baby girl?
Hey, Doc. Hey, Aunt. So, hey, Doc. I ain't going to say the season over because I've seen stranger things happen.
Don't follow Linnell.
Bleak. No. I just feel like it's looking bleak. But this is the thing. You said a couple things. I was listening to you last week, a couple nights ago, whatever. And you said something that resonated. We don't have people on the team who hate to lose. Or not fighters. That's what you said. Mm-hmm. We don't have no fighters. But everybody keeps saying what makes them think the defense is going to change. We've seen it in Kansas City the first half.
Yeah, we've seen it. Show me.
We know they can do it. Mm-hmm. So now that has me – that I have to question who called the first half of the Kansas City game, and who really called the second half. So now I got to ask myself that question. Did Dan Quinn call the first half, or did Joe Witt call the first half? Secondly, I don't see now why we can't see Cahoe, Medrano, Corey Brooks coming up from the practice squad. Right now, you got to get somebody in there to give you a spark. Corey Brooks, to me, was the best receiver in the preseason. And we know we're not playing the number one D, but why are we giving – I ain't got nothing against Chosen. I don't know the man. But why we can't give Brooks that chance that we're giving Chosen? He's another young receiver. Let's get him on the field. Give Ben Sennett some more touches. Heck, give John Bates some more touches. Cliff Kingsbury has made a lot of questionable calls during the game. Why he don't stick to the run is beyond me, but we got to run the ball. Rodriguez? If you got to switch him up, but I would like to see C-Rod the most. But, Doc, man,
We smoking out the same peace pipe. Look, I'm not paying. You playing. You get to pack your bags. We got to work. Yeah. We got a job to do, man. The hell you think? No. If you did something stupid, you're going to pay money for it out of your bag, not mine. Get ready to suit up, big fella. We're going to war. I tell you what, I miss – And Big Ed, thank you, baby. Good hearing your voice. I tell you what, man. I love my boy Edward Montgomery, supermodel, super male model, it is. And he always hits me during the show with Coach Thompson-isms. And John, clearly, I was so lucky and blessed just to be in his environment, as was Al Koken, all of us that were there together, Brian Mitchell. And, you know, everybody that was in that group with Chris Johnson and the things that we got to hear on a regular basis, Coach Thompson understood you got to define who the enemy is. Because then we go attack the enemy, not ourselves. And so these are things that we have to rally together to beat the opponent, not ourselves. Big Pain, get ready, boy. If you ain't on that plane right now, I'll make some calls. We got to have you. I need you in the middle creating havoc. That's what I need. 757, welcome home.
Doc.
What up, baby?
To the W, man.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing? Hey, I heard you ask Linnell. I mean, Linnell. My fault, Aunt.
Oh, man. Boy, that's an insult. That's cold blood. That's really brutal, Polly. You didn't do that on. You did that on purpose.
No, it was an accident, man. You know, baby Chuck is my guy, man. But I heard you ask Baby Chuck earlier, is the season over? Right? And he said, yeah, basically. Well, I'm going to say this. The playoff portion of the season might be over. But to the players who are coming back on this team next year, the season's not over.
Not at all.
You got to continue to progress and get better. because it's no just flipping on the light switch for next year.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to play like crap for the rest of the year because it don't matter. We can't make the playoffs. And next year, I'll just start over fresh. That's like a guy being 300 pounds and saying, well, I know I'm 300 pounds, but I'm going to wait till Monday before I start my diet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
After
it don't
the weekend.
Work like that.
Yeah, after the weekend.
Right. Yeah,
no, it's
weekend.
Crazy.
No, it don't work like that, man. So
yeah,
they can't have the mindset of, you know, the season's over and we're going to mail it in. And that's what it looked like yesterday. It looked like it was a bunch of business decisions going on out there.
Yeah, whatever happened in Kansas City, they didn't put it in that portion they was drinking at lunch. Whatever they did, I need the first half of the Kansas City game plan.
I was going to say that. Well, they only had two quarters of that drink anyway. So
yeah.
You got to have that drink every game for four quarters.
I got to figure that out. Are you with me that Deron Payne is going to play in the game and pay a fine, a financial fine? But he playing.
Listen, I'm not mad at Payne. At least somebody was invested enough in the game and in the season and was pissed off enough about the things that was going on that he had some type of emotion about it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. It could have been worse, but I do know this.
Directed in the right place?
Yeah, he's going to pay for that personally, but I can't afford to lose him on the team from a team standpoint. 757. Let me tell you something. Jonesy telling me right now that you got to go.
Yeah, hey, listen, man.
I'll holler at you,
man. I ain't got no problem moving out of the way for Jonesy, man.
Hey, man, number love for you, man. Keep it real. All right, Jonesy. You see these canines, man. They have manners. They're respectful to the elderly. What's up, Jonesy?
Yeah, well, I'm coming with a backup reminder here. You talking about Coach John Thompson isms. One of his favorites that was a mine as well was, I could calm a fool, but I can't resurrect the corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Payne is a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to play. Because I'm hurt him where it matters.
Yeah, I'm taking him with me. If not, I'm flying him over there on my private plane. But I don't know what – I'll give St. Brown a lot of credit. He riled up the bull and got him to overreact. But
– of course.
You know, it wasn't like he hit him under the belt. He got a helmet on. That cost you $100,000, whatever. That's his problem. But you playing.
Indeed. Yep. And shout out to my sister Jackie, my boy Bob, and my little, you know, the usual suspects.
Hey, man.
Shout out to all of them.
They got a job. They ain't doing it because they want to. They doing it because they have to. They got to report to duty. Don't nobody want to lose their stripes.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Good talking to you, man. Be good, brother. K-9 for life. Q-Ball in the District of Columbia.
Can you hear me, Doc?
Loud and clear.
So I haven't shaken your hand since last year, prior to the season starting with all the excitement with JD5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening every day to you faithfully. I couldn't get through the line this morning with the junkies, but my concern is this.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone in that building felt violated? Meaning, you're in my home. I welcome you into my home.
Mm-hmm.
You come and eat my food. You sit on my toilet. You don't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You spit in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, my dogs are in the front yard letting you come into my home. My dogs being my defensive line who are barking but ain't got no bite.
Mm-hmm.
And they just walk by you leaving out the front gate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we felt yesterday as fans.
Violation.
Violation.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone been questioned about that aspect of it in that locker room?
That we don't have records
that
for that
at the end of the game.
Yeah, I don't have records.
Besides,
for that.
Let's take their checks out of the conversation. Obviously, Mr. Payne's got a hefty fine he's probably facing, and yes, we need him in Spain.
That's right.
But this time, use that frustration on the guy in front of you. Why punch the guy? And before I go, what really, really made me angry was as grown men, solid, strong guys out there, right? What really irritated me was seeing Mr. Trey Amos get trucked by that running back and seeing my safety and my middle linebacker with their heads down. And he just drove them 10 yards into the end zone.
Yeah,
now
that
man
low,
is hurt.
Yeah, that was a low watermark.
I mean, we're getting violated from all aspects. Why is it so coincidental that our coach now wants to demote his DC But yet we watched the press conference before and after Detroit where head coach Campbell says he made his OC sit down. Mm-hmm. It's so ironic that we're doing this now. Why didn't we do this before? It's the coulda, woulda, shoulda effect that that we're all seeing right now. I'm not going to lie to you, Doc. I turned the game off at halftime. I turned on the red zone and watched some real football being played. That's all I got, brother, but I love y'all.
Love you back, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It is it's sincerity. People, they matter. I mean, they care. And we've been on these lines when they haven't cared as much. I still feel a great volume of care, which is important. Don't forget, the acclaimed actor Lanelle Willingham is scheduled to join the show at 6 p.m., and you don't want to miss that. Jay out in Omaha, what up?
What up, Doc? Good to hear you.
What's happening?
Man, that was embarrassing last night. I really thought they would put up more of a effort. But, I mean, they did what they could. You just said that Trey almost got trucked into the end zone. We can't cover a tight end. We can't control the middle of the field. So what they did was expected. We got to get better players in this building. And I don't want to hear like, well, the players we got to do this. That's true. But these Coach Campbell was just running simple play action over the middle passes, over routes, mm-hmm. in routes, in mm-hmm. cutting routes. Mm-hmm. And like, that's just simple football and we can't cover it. So we got to get better people in here. I don't know what their plan was going forward, but I mean, or their plan for the season, but you can't run it back with, we're seeing the same type of mistakes that were happening last year. Now, the defense had more time last year to kind of catch their breath before they go back on the field, but we're seeing some of the same things, and they came into the season without a game record. They didn't address that wide receiver position. So we're looking at the fruits of the labor. I don't know if they thought, all right, last year was an anomaly. We're going to try to rebuild or try to recoup some money or what have you. But it's just like the bodies that they got in there. I mean, they're not worth nothing. No wonder nobody called for any. No wonder no trades happen. Like, our players aren't worth anything. So got to get better players in there. And that's on the front office. Like, I don't blame Joe Witt for that performance last night or the 3 weeks prior. I don't blame him, but they chose to get him as a scapegoat, which is fine. He's calling plays. Let's see how Dan Quinn does it. He should have been calling plays from the get-go. I didn't hear of Joe Witt until he came here. So we just got a lot of keep it real Monday or whatever they say? Well, they got to keep it real.
No, it's called Tell the Truth Monday.
Tell the truth, yes. We're not as good as we thought we were.
Right. And what I'm looking for, I said it 4 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I'd like a silent Monday and a silent Tuesday and a silent Wednesday and a silent Thursday other than the league mandate and a silent Friday and Saturday. And I want to hear your pads on Sunday. Seriously.
You go.
I don't hear listen to anything they say. I watch what they do. And it's about truth or dare. Show me what you have. And I think they will now because now they have no other choice. We have got to go in with the mentality that talk is cheap. Shut the you-know-what up. Go and play and show us what you made up. Appreciate your phone call. Anthony's giving me a horrible look, which means time to go pay some bills. It has been announced that at 6 o'clock, are you sure about this, Anthony?
N-E-L-L
underscore B-T-P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The DJ, the kid that calls himself the youngest in charge, really is Toby Altizer, who is the youngest in charge, and at 27 years old. We got a lot of them around here. A lot of talent. Lots of talent. We got a lot of talent on the line, too. You guys have been good. You know, we have still a great deal of interest. We care. Linnell Willingham, who will be at top of the hour, says the season is over. I do not agree with that. I will not allow myself to believe that it's over when the best is yet to come. The question is, who's going to perform on our end, all three facets? There's an opportunity of a lifetime. Question is, who will reach out and grab it? Chevy Chase is our next stop. Marco, welcome home.
Hey, all that I'd like to say was that the defense was awful.
Yeah.
I was at the game.
Master of the obvious.
Yeah. Just stated the obvious. I'm hoping next week we're better.
Why would we be, though?
Well, it's the NFL. They're getting paid to do this. You know, line up next to the man you're next to and beat him most every play. You know, what can I say?
Well, you hope nothing that, you can pray. You know what I would suggest for you?
Yeah.
Prayer.
Right, exactly.
All right, man, appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Cleveland, you are next here on Burgundy and Gold today.
Doc, you hear me, Doc?
Loud and clear.
Hey, Doc, look, I knew, you know, when they were talking about the camaraderie and all that stuff, you remember when we played Detroit in the finals? I mean, in the championship game?
You mean last year?
And then last year.
Yeah, I remember.
And do you remember what happened at the end? You remember what happened towards the end? I can't remember what quarter it was, but I want to say it was a quarter where we did a couple fourth downs, and then we did a fake punt. Remember that? The fake punt?
Okay, and then what?
And then we went down, and then instead of going for it on fourth down, which was our DNA, he said we're going to kick a field goal. I knew at that point we didn't know what they were afraid. You don't do stuff like that.
How did that affect the outcome of the game?
Well, we lost. Remember, that's when we were. That's
okay.
When Jaden was at his best.
Got you. Okay, I'm with
you.
That's
now. When he was at his best. But I'm just an old guy that I just look at things. But I don't know, Jock. Sometimes maybe we should just shut it down. Jaden Leppard needs to be shut down because he's hurt.
Well, and he's not hurt. Yeah, no, he's hurt, but he don't have cancer. He's got something that'll heal him.
Right,
just keep
right.
it real. He's a professional football player.
We got players.
Yeah, and he'll heal, and we can throw him back out there. Dude, this is what it is. We can't make this like it's something that's not our children playing. He's a professional.
Right.
He's built for this.
Mm-hmm.
He's been his size his whole life, and he's done all right up to this point, okay? And if not, we go next, whoever's next. Let's not treat this like this our kids.
You.
Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate you
calling.
I
agree with you, Doc.
I got you. Appreciate
you,
man.
I agree.
Don't make yourself sound old, man. We all about the same age. You feel me? I mean, these are gladiators, man.
You think he should come back?
Absolutely.
My thing is, though, Doc, like, we don't know when he's going to come back. I would love if he was.
When they clear him, he'll be ready.
Yeah. I mean, if he's cleared after the bye, I would love to see him back.
Yeah.
But what if it goes until week 16, week 17, week 18, like. At that point, like, is it really worth putting him out there? 17, like, 2 weeks,
there's,
3 weeks?
There's not a part of you that doesn't want to see him against the Cowboys, the Eagles, or the Giants?
I mean, I would love for him to play in those games, but, like, at the same token, when you have the injuries piling up, when you have receivers that really can't get open, when the offensive play calling is horrible.
So you're saying... Well, if that's the case, then they should just cancel the season right
now. No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying it's 2 games, 3 games. Granted, if he comes back at the end of November, I would love for him to play, get the reps. You got 5-6 weeks to, like, build a rhythm. You're not building a rhythm in 2 games. You're not.
Okay. I'll give you that. Four.
I don't think you are.
No, I go to – but see.
I think four, five,
you asking
six,
me
all right,
not
you got
to play
me.
With a lethal weapon. I'm look, the moment he's cleared, we go. Then we go. If my offensive line can play, he can play. Yeah, I'm not treating this kid, man. He's not out there. He's not sick. He had a grown man injury. He's a grown ass man. He's tough as nails. He's faster than everybody else on the field. Now, if I don't think I can protect him with my players, that's different.
That's my point, though. That's my point.
You didn't say that, though.
Again,
you did a Linnell.
There are so many things that's gone wrong with the offense, the team in general, that's led to our failures this season. And I feel as though if there's only a handful of games left in the season, 2-3, I don't want to see him out there. If he comes back after the bye, I would love to see Jaden Daniels out there. I would love to see him out there. He needs the reps. This is only year two. He's not a finished product. He's not my guy, Lamar Jackson.
No.
He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen.
Mm-mm.
Those guys right there, upper echelon, finished products. They have the experience. Jaden, he's only in year two. So I would love for him to go out there, but if it's only one game, Doc, 2 games, three games.
You might. Now, you keep extending it, then I'm going with him because I got three. I'm playing my divisional foe. Now you're saying to me I don't want to beat Dallas? I want to beat Dallas, New York, and Philly.
Let's do it.
So if he's ready, we're going.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going. Because I feel like with him, everybody's better. If he's out, we're all better now. Now let's go handle our business. Let's go leave a message. And next preseason, let's see who's going to be the first person to stand up and demand that he play in the opener at a preseason game.
You see all the guys out there.
I want everybody playing. Because this bubble wrap thing did not work. I ain't mad at you for trying. You tried, it failed miserably. Your people weren't ready. You're getting your teeth smashed right now, and we got to figure this thing out, and they might salvage it this season. See, I still believe that there's a part of this group, it's a magic. We saw them, and nobody thought that was possible.
So we're going on a 7-0 run to end the season.
It's possible. If he's available.
Everything is possible, Doc.
That's my whole point. With him, no, it ain't possible without him. No, not going to happen without him. They've already shown me that. I thought they could, not or not. We don't play defense enough without him. He gives us, we mean, more opportunities.
Do you think we would have beat the Lions with Jaden Daniels?
I didn't think we'd win the game. But if JD5 was held, now we're doing Linnell. We're making up stuff now.
You're saying anything is possible with JD5.
If he's healthy, I'll take my chances with him healthy.
Okay. I mean, I will take my chances with him too, but us beating Dallas, I mean, us beating the Eagles twice.
Well, again,
twice.
I don't know what the only thing I count on, that I would wager on, is our special teams unit.
Yeah.
That's the only reliable part of this team that I would wager on. I'm hopeful that our offense could be imaginative. I don't like the selections of plays.
Me either.
I love Cliff's creativity, but I wish he had more dog in him. And I've said that for how many weeks now? 9, 10. Love his creativity, but I'm not certain right now that he's a Scotch guy, a whiskey guy. I got to get him off these margaritas. Because seriously, we need to do a couple shots and let's roll. But I can't make a man something that maybe it's not in his DNA. Here's one thing I know for damn sure. The head man ain't tired of it. See, this is my thing. If you're going to take over the defense, coach, take over the offense too. Who we BSing? I'm not happy with the results. I'm not happy with play selection. And don't put it on the old line because the Fab Five, they've been in there fighting. They have been standing up. They don't get significant reps at running the football. Period. That's what Caveman did up in Detroit. He get the clipboard and he said, run. We're going after our strengths. Are we ever in my lifetime going to do that here in the land of Burgundy and Gold? That is my question. That is my question. Do you know who you are? Can you accept the fact of who you are? Then let's go light it up. I don't think you like who you are. You want to be something that you're not equipped to be. Now, I don't care. Not my fault. I'll win either way. We could throw every down, and I'd be just enthusiastic if we were completing the passes. But we don't complete the passes, and then we get sacked. So I want to run because it's safer. I want to run because it keeps our defense on the sidelines. I want to run because I think we're more physical than finesse. I want to run because I watch people that I like, and the way they do it is they choke the game down. I want to run because it's in my DNA. That's what I know. All this other stuff is how people do things to get jobs. Then they don't keep them because they can't do it. One thing about Harbaugh in San Diego, I knew what I was going to watch last night. I don't give a crap if his right or left tackle was out. I knew what I was going to see. And guess what? He delivers again. Smash mouth. Smothering defense. Chase the quarterback. Good on special teams. He's throwing to people. I don't even know their names. It doesn't matter. If you protect the quarterback, anything's possible. 547. Here's the number. And I apologize to the older audience, because I know y'all don't like all this yelling and stuff, that young kid coming here screaming and hollering and stuff. But sometimes I get irritated by us doing the same damn thing, getting the same damn results, and then not being willing to change. Mike in New Jersey, welcome home.
Doc, for a first-time caller, a long-time listener, I just have a few questions for you because you played the game, you know the game.
I knew
you just took the words out of my mouth. Running the football. Running the football helps all the quarterbacks. I mean, I feel like...
Helps your defense.
We don't...
Helps everything.
To keep them off the field, one.
Yeah,
we don't have the receivers right now. We don't have the receivers right now to get open because they know we're going to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We got the young bucks that like to run the football. I think our O-line is built for it. You said it. I think the best scenario, or like the best option of that, was watching the Bills-Dolphins game. The Dolphins ran the football.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins ran the football. They stuffed the box, made Buffalo one-dimensional, and they beat them.
Yep.
I feel like we're just too one-dimensional. And I think, you know, it's complementary football. Offense helps out the defense.
And amen. And it's not new.
Like, we really
it's
need to run the football a lot more.
It's not new.
And it's, I know. And I just don't understand if Cliff doesn't see that. Maybe you're right. Maybe he's just not. Maybe he just doesn't want to change. But you got to watch the film, like,
well,
right?
Well, last
you
time I checked, film, correct right? me. You correct me if I'm wrong. Is Cliff the head coach?
No, definitely not.
I rest my case. I said it an hour ago. I want DQ to take over everything. Take over the entire operation. The way our record is right now, what took you so long? If that's the key to it, you're the leader, then lead.
I agree.
Why are we acting like this is just one side of the ball? You ain't scoring no damn points. You're not stopping anybody.
Correct.
You're getting gutted up the middle of the field. At what point are we going to stop acting like what we see is not reality?
Do you think that's part of the system, or you just think, like, you know, are we bringing in guys that don't play the right system? Like, Lattimore should be more like a press guy, and we're playing more zone.
That's on them to figure out. That's not our job. See, this is what you and I, this is what we have to understand. We're looking from the outside in. We don't know all the insides. Don't see, that's that Willingham kid. We don't know. I don't know what they know inside. That's their job. They're getting paid for this.
Correct.
What the hell? I'm not playing truth or dare. You figure it out. You're with them all damn day. You set up the schedules. Now you want me? Oh, no. You do it. You put them in a position to be successful. That's your job. You want me to do your job and you keep the check?
The ball is gone.
Yeah, no. If not smart enough to realize that the better we run the ball, the more we keep our defense off the field, then we're going to hell in the handbasket. Then we got no shot. Who are we kidding? If you don't know that more than I do, then we're done. We got no shot. Then I'll go with that Willingham kid who's saying that it's over. Then it's all over. Then, you know, let's get to the draft. I'll call Sheehan up. And my boy's up. We'll find out who the top prospects are, because that's all we do in this town. We sit around and wonder and hope who we can get is if you know what to do with them. Seriously.
Yeah, I just think that's – I think there's a fan base. That's just what we're used to saying.
Well, I mean, let's not get used to it. Let's break the code, which
I
did last year. We thought we broke the code. Do you want to go back? Is that all? We only going to be good for 1 year? I don't believe that. I think we're better than we've displayed right now. You got too many nice guys. Let's think about Q. I love Q. Q may be too nice. Maybe too nice. I may have to bring my company back out, rent a jerk. I've offered my services. Because, see, they need somebody over there to be over there speaking to them in tongues.
Because I listened to you last night for the post game, and I can't believe that Terry is the guy there.
He is.
Like, if he goes, we go.
He is.
I can't believe there's nobody else.
Well, it is. But get rid. If Terry McLaurin were there right now, I'll bet you everything I own, we would be in a position right now for success. What I underestimated was that he is the straw that turns a drink. Terry is. And without his presence, there ain't enough backbone over there. Because not only did he talk it, he backed it up.
And that's why I think he was worth every penny, even though everybody thinks
it's easy for us to say it now. They live with him. They were supposed to know. Everybody knows the inner works of a family. We know who does, who's the unsung hero. We know who does the things that doesn't get credit for it. We know that if we're on the inside. It's not our job. We're outsiders. They didn't know it, and they're inside. Now, I got a problem with that. I got a problem when you can't identify your most valuable asset.
Mm-hmm.
You had money. You had position. You chose to be in this position. You did it. Nobody did it to you. You did it. Now fix it.
I agree.
Got
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. It is 5:53. Anthony Haney in charge. The one and only, what's his name again?
Linnell Willingham.
Linnell Willingham joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.